Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 19 and ending in verse 39. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Then Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him, but they couldn't get to him because of the crowd. Someone told Jesus, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they want to see you." Jesus replied, "My mother and my brothers are all those who hear God's word and obey it." One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and started out. As they sailed across, Jesus settled down for a nap. But soon a fierce storm came down on the lake. The boat was filling with water, and they were in real danger. The disciples went and woke him up, shouting, "Master, Master, we're going to drown!" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and the raging waves. Suddenly the storm stopped, and all was calm. Then he asked them, "Where is your faith?" The disciples were terrified and amazed. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "When he gives a command, even the wind and waves obey him." So they arrived in the region of the Gerasenes, across the lake from Galilee. As Jesus was climbing out of the boat, a man who was possessed by demons came out to meet him. For a long time he had been homeless and naked, living in the tombs outside the town. As soon as he saw Jesus, he shrieked and fell down in front of him. Then he screamed, "Why are you interfering with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Please, I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had already commanded the evil spirit to come out of him. This spirit had often taken control of the man. Even when he was placed under guard and put in chains and shackles, he simply broke them and rushed out into the wilderness, completely under the demon's power. Jesus demanded, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, for he was filled with many demons. The demons kept begging Jesus not to send them into the bottomless pit. There happened to be a large herd of pigs feeding on the hillside nearby, and the demons begged him to let them enter into the pigs. So Jesus gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the entire herd plunged down the steep hillside into the lake and drowned. When the herdsmen saw it, they fled to the nearby town and the surrounding countryside, spreading the news as they ran. People rushed out to see what had happened. A crowd soon gathered around Jesus, and they saw the man who had been freed from the demons. He was sitting at Jesus' feet, fully clothed and perfectly sane, and they were all afraid. Then those who had seen what happened told the others how the demon-possessed man had been healed. And all the people in the region of the Gerasenes begged Jesus to go away and leave them alone, for a great wave of fear swept over them. So Jesus returned to the boat and left, crossing back to the other side of the lake. The man who had been freed from the demons begged to go with him. But Jesus sent him home, saying, "No, go back to your family, and tell them everything God has done for you." So he went all through the town proclaiming the great things Jesus had done for him. Once again, that was Luke chapter 8 verses 19 through 39 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Jesus is fully human, but he is more than just a man. His own family came to realize this, but it took them time. It took his disciples time to realize Jesus was more than a good teacher. He is the one who slept in a storm and calmed the waves with merely a word. The disciples had been afraid of the storm, but after this miracle they were more afraid of Jesus. They had glimpsed part of his power. This is the same power Jesus used to fight against Satan. The kingdom of God is an invasion against the forces of darkness. Our King has the power to conquer. Jesus uses his power for good. He saved a demon-possessed man who was isolated, homeless, and naked. The people were afraid. Rather than asking Jesus to stay and help them, they asked him to leave. They were more upset about lost pigs than lost people. There is still a spiritual battle. Don't be foolish and dabble in the darkness. We are children of the light, sons and daughters of the King. Use the power that Christ offers you and join in the fight. Remember that his power does not work the same way as the world's. We fight with love, serving, and sacrifice. Do not be afraid. Our King is with us. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What are some stories from your life when you realize the power of God? Why is it important to remember we are in a spiritual battle? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.